Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts a Kairos the Megillah Mafreya Layotzi Yedei Chavasa. Someone reads the Megillah backwards. He's not Yotzi. The Gemara says Hu Din Halal Krishma Tfila. All these things you can't do it backwards. The Rashi in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Aleph says, what does it mean a Kairos Shemala Mafreya? He says, "Ubisharecha beisachem mezuzas." That was the last words of the first parasha of Shema. The last words, "Ubisharecha," then beisachem, then mezuzas. Right? Ksavto mezuz beisachem, ubisharecha, ubisharecha beisachem mezuzas. Rashi Masech the Seidah Daf Yizayin Rebeis also writes, "We're talking about a Megillah Seidah. You can't write backwards." Rashi says, "Like v'lantul beten latzvays b'me'ayich." The last words of the Megillah Seidah is me'ayich. Latzvus betin v'lantul yorech. Rashi says yorech v'lantul betin latzvus v'me'ayich. In other words, he's starting from the end and going word for word from the last word to the first. So by Megillah also, he doesn't say it, but I guess according to that, the period should be zarei l'chol sholim v'dayver and going backwards that way. Now Turi Evan here asks Akasha, that you don't need a din l'mafrei. That's not a kriya. It doesn't make sense what you're saying. What you're saying has no meaning. It's absurd. It's misleitz. It's a misachik ba'alma. You don't need a din l'mafreya for that. You didn't need a l'mafreya when you're saying each sentence, which makes sense. You're just saying it in the incorrect order. But at least what you're saying has a shame kri. It makes sense. Now the emphasis is it's a good shaila. Zecher Rashi's maskim that when you do the psukim l'mafreya, it's also mitzvah l'mafreya. It's a gemara later on that fichasim abeis. That says, Hishlam by Akari Pasa Echad, Layayme Ekri school of Akach Ekri Isa Pasik, Akari Mesa Pasik Veilach. And first you Gemara, that if you leave out one Pasik, you cannot read the Megillah and then read that Pasik. You have to read from that Pasik on. So Rashi also would have to be maskim that the Psukim out of order is also on my Freya. But the Rishayim there say, that's cool for the Chiddush in that Gemara. The Gemara that has like a different word, instead of my Freya, the Gemara there says, Sirusin. Sirusin means turned around. So the Rishayim there, the Ritva, and the Ran, they say it because the Mafreya you think just the word's out of order. Comes this Gemara bin Mechadish, even the Psukim out of order. So somehow they also didn't seem to bother the Turi Evans Kasha, even the word's out of order would seem you'd have to come on to a Dinla Mafreya, you wouldn't say it's not a Kriya B'chlal. Yeah, it's not a Kriya B'chlal. Now, by Krishma, the Rambam says, in Ilchus Krishma, that he says it, that the only, he says, Ani Eimer, he says that when the Parshia Salam Afreya, that's not a problem. If you do Vahayim Shemaya before Shema, that's not going to be a problem, Afreya. He says, the reason why he says that is because they're not adjacent to each other, B'tayra. So it's not really considered in order. That's what the Rambam says. The Mishnah in Brachas is Mashal Elay. The Goyim points it out. Because the Mishnah says, why is Shema before Vayim Shema? Because he first said the Mekaba Ol Machshemayim and then the Mekaba Ol Mitzvahs. Why don't you say Parshat? It's a Dilma Mefreya. Shema said first in the Torah. Torah says the Parshat is Odin Mefreya. The Rambam says in Nusach, because they're not Smuchas El Azeb Torah. Now the Ritva here says by Megillah, even by Parshat of Sulam Mefreya. But he says the reason is, because by Kriya Shema, the two Parshats are two different in Yonah. Mashenka by Megillah, it's one story, it's one narrative. So therefore, if you're going to do Lama Freya, we're going to miss the whole story. You're going to get the end of the story before the beginning of the story, we're going to miss the whole story. So it's cool, like a parasha chadda dami. It's like it's one parasha, it's one inyan. So the Eilas Tamid, though, when he does the din of Megillah Lama Freya, and he says the reason why the parasha is a makiv, he says because the Rambam says, by Krishma, it's not makiv, because they're not adjacent to each other, but there. Megillah is adjacent to each other. So you don't have to come on to the fact that it's one story, one narrative, Kula Kachada Parasha Dami. Stam, they are Smuchas El Azeb B'Torah. But the Ritva is Mashma, that even if they are Smuchas El Azeb B'Torah, you have to come on to a new Svar also. It's only because it's one narrative. Now the Chayyid and Afkimina would be Hal. Hal is a Din L'Mafreya. Right? Avad the Psukim, there'll be Din L'Mafreya B'Hal. But what about the Parashis? Could you mix up the Parashis in Hal? According to the Rambam, I would think not. Because the Rambam says the reason why Krishma is not a problem mixing up the parashas is because they're not Smuchas El Azeb B'Torah. How they are Smuchas El Azeb and Tillim. Mashenken, according to the Ritva says by Megillah, the problem is it's one story, it's one narrative. The parashas of Howell are different things. Samela could be, there wouldn't be a problem afraid about the parashas. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in Siman Tavchav Beisiv Kan Chavav, that he says he starts with Hailam Afrei and the Dafki Beseder Apsukim, but if you mark the one parashat right, that even though you're not allowed to, you'll be Yetzir just like Bekriyishma. But because since the smuchin zel is ebetilim, not mishis svar that we talked about, and that's why he says it's nachal hachmel agzav velikres. But if the agzav erakish laayim v'davar, but he also brings a prichadash in the Sharetzion. He brings a prichadash that says by how also it's a narrative. You have Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you have Leilanu, which is going on the Golos, and then a hafti kiyishma, which is going on Mashiach. And Yishuchayim Bavaisim is going to Mechemes Gagel Magayim, and Kei Liyata Vedek is going to Leilam Abba. So there is a narrative. So maybe it could be according to Bichadash, even according to the Ritva, how it will be the same as Megillah to be Psalm Ephraim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.